long ago it was my fate to captivate a widow at Ramsgate.
I desired to state the same at Margate ditto.
By her not liking to be kissed, I thought I'd better try to. In the lifeguards a blues enlist.
Coward, and so did I too.
I was not tall enough, they said.
Too short, they said, of me.
Infantry I entered,
and I the infantry.
My widow offered to purchase my discharge from the marching line. Oh,
that uncoincidentally the very same did mine. Oh,
I hesitated to consent, for my consent she waited. I gave it
her with mine I went, and never hesitated.
Day came near at length, we hoped it would be sunny. I found I needed all my strength to face the ceremony. I suddenly found out I was unworthy to possess her. I told her so at once because I feared it might distress her. Before the words were out of my mouth, they came from the north and flew to the south, as something that came unpleasantly near. Clattering, spattering, battering, shattering, dashing, clashing, smashing, flashing, slashing, flashing, hissing, but wishing right past my ear. It shattered itself on the mantelpiece. What?
What was it?
A tremble. The basin called Slop. Fell at my feet, it would have put the back of a man who was ever so meek. So being thus baited, I retaliated and hurled at my widow a crockery teacup.
Between you then, there was a fraction.
And I was threatened with an action.
Oh, jail! Proceed!
One morn, when I had finished my ablution, I took
a walk.
No, sir, a resolution. I tie up my clothes, my shirt and my hose, my socks for my toes, my linen for nose. I think of my woes and another rose. I pack up my bundle and off I goes.
Aha! I see you left in the tiff.
Listen. I solemnly walked to the cliff.
Oh!
And singing a sort of a dulcet dirge, put down my bundle upon the verge. Heard the wild seagull's mournful cry. Looked all around, there was nobody nigh. None but I on the cliff so high, and all save the sea was bare and dry. And I took one look on the wave below, and I raised my hands in an agony throe. And I stood on the edge of the rock so steep, and I gazed like a maniac on the deep. I cried, farewell, farewell to. At the sea of wild despair, I cried, I come. My bundle lay there.
Just there.
At the edge, where the coast guard's way was chalked. Then, away! In the opposite way I walked.
What a clever man, what a capital plan. I've listened with attention. I think that I should like to try your wonderful invention.
What a clever man, what a capital plan. I've listened with attention. I like that I should like to try your wonderful invention.
Ingenious creature. You disappeared, the suit of clothes was found.
Exactly. And in one of the pockets of the coat, there was also found a piece of paper with these affecting farewell words. This is thy work, O Penelope Ann.
Penelope Ann?
Penelope Ann.
Penelope Ann.
Originally widow of William Wiggins.
Widow of William Wiggins.
Proprietor of bathing machines.
Proprietor of bathing machines.
At Margate.
At Ramsgate.
It must be she. And you, sir, you are Box, the lamented long-lost Box.
I am.
And I was about to marry the interesting creature you so cruelly deceived.
Ah, then you are Cox.
I am.
I congratulate you. I give you joy. And now I think I'll go and take a stroll.
No, you don't. I'll not lose sight of you till I have restored you to the arms of your intended.
My intended? You mean your intended?
No, sir, yours.
How can she be my intended now that I am drowned?
You're no such thing, sir. And I prefer presenting you to Penelope Ann. Permit me then to follow the generous impulse of my nature. I give her up to you.
Benevolent being, I wouldn't rob you for the world. Good morning, sir.
Stop!
Unhand me, Hatter, or I shall cast off the lamb and assume the lion.
Pooh!
An insult! You know the consequences, sir. Instant satisfaction, sir.
With all my heart, sir.
Very well.
Very well, sir.
Answer!
What is it, gentlemen?
Pistols 4-2.
Yes, sir.
Stop! You don't mean to say you keep loaded firearms in the house?
Oh, no, they're not loaded.
Then produce the murderous weapons instantly.
Harky, why do you object to marry Penelope Ann?
Because I can't abide her. You'll be happy with her.
Happy? Don't be absurd, sir.
Then don't you be ridiculous, sir.
I can't find the pistols, but I brought you a letter. It came by the General Post yesterday. I'm sure I don't know how I came to forget it, for I put it carefully in my pocket.
And you kept it carefully in your pocket. Margate! Penelope Ann!
Dear Mr. Cox, pardon my candor.
But being convinced that our feelings, like our ages, do not reciprocate,
I hasten to apprise you of my immediate union with...
With Mr. Knox!
Hurrah!
3 cheers for Knox!
The little back second floor room is quite ready.
I don't want it.
No more do I.
What shall part us?
What shall tear us asunder?
Box!
Cox! You will excuse the apparent insanity of the remark, but the more I gaze on your features, the more I'm convinced that you're my long-lost brother.
The very observation I was going to make to you.
Ah, tell me, in mercy, tell me. Have you such a thing as a strawberry mark on your left arm?
No.
Then it is he!